There's a new platform cutting out the middleman for locals wanting to buy meat directly from local farmers and vice versa. It's called Half a Cow, and the director, James Gilbert, joins me to discuss. Hi, James.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, really well, thank you. This is a great initiative. What inspired you to get in on the meat market game?
Well, my background's in IT, and we live in the hills like a lot of people. We don't have a farm, so to speak, but we know a lot of farmers, a lot of friends who are farmers, and they've got cows. And every now and then you get a knock on the door and they say, oh, do you want to buy half a cow to put in your freezer? And I'm like, yeah, sure, no worries, all good, happy to do it. And we have done it for the last couple of years, but this year the farmer had actually sold out. It just became a bit of a challenge. You have to get them at the right time. They're not entirely sure how many cows they've got in a given year. I'm just like, well, there has to be an easier way to do this, you know, finding a local farm. And there just really wasn't, unless you managed to find each farm individually. So I had a chat with a couple of the farmers and said, well, let's set up a marketplace and put your cows up on there and make it easy for anyone to buy half a cow or a quarter cow or even a sheep.
Cool.
So basically what the platform lets anyone do, whether or not they know a farm directly, is to go online, find a farm that they identify with. For example, there's grass-fed, there's grain-fed, there's a mixture of the two. We've even got some certified organic farms coming on board. You know, really, you know, there's still consumer choice. Find the farm that matches what they want and then buy directly from that farm.
So that's through the Hills Fluorio mostly. Is it also in the Murraylands?
We are planning on expanding nationally, but you know, we've got to find the right farms. There's a bit of a verification process, and the farmers too have got to rework their way a little bit as well. So everything's got to be done through a certified abattoir and a certified butcher. So that takes a little bit of time for the farms to set up and get organised. As we go, we're adding new farms. So yeah, check back often. If we're not there now, we hopefully will be soon.
So tell us more about how it works. Can you break down the process for, let's start with a consumer. What can a consumer do to get a quarter or half a cow?
You jump on the site, which is halfacow.farm. They then go, let's say you want a cow, you click on beef, and you can see all the cows there from all the farms. They all set their own prices and have their own descriptions and all that sort of thing, so you can really learn where your meat's coming from. You pick a cow that you like the look of. They've got the approximate weights and everything in there as well, so you know exactly what you're getting and how much it's going to be. You then go through and you choose your cuts, so you can choose, let's say, for example, your brisket, if you want that as a whole or as a roast or as a mince, that sort of thing for each, I guess, part of the cow. And then you click buy, and either you pick it up from the local butcher or the farm delivers, depending on the farm.
And it's not just cows, actually, is it? There's other animals.
Yeah, so we've got a whole range of farms. We've got sheep farmers on board. We've got goat farmers who are coming on board. We've got pig farmers who are coming on board. And obviously, we've got cow farmers on board too. So it's a whole range of meats across the platform and all around South Australia as well. So it is in the early stages. We've only been running now for 3 or 4 weeks, but you know, as the word grows, more farms come on board, and it's you know, more convenient for more people.
Right, so it would be maybe a little bit cheaper than if you went through another company or a supermarket or something like that.
Yeah, if you go through a supermarket, you're getting you're only buying one specific cut, whereas if you do it this way, you're getting a range of cuts that are basically at the single flat price for that side of beef, or that quarter side of beef, a half side of beef rather.
Yeah, and how does it work for the farmer?
Well, the farmers, traditionally, they sell into the wholesale meat market, so their cow goes off on a truck and they sort of never see it again. A lot of the farms, they don't really like this because they put a lot of effort and time and compassion into their stock and into their products, and it just sort of disappears off and you never hear anything back. The way it works for the farms on the platform is they've already got relationships with abattoirs and butchers, or they can pick some new ones, and they see that product all the way through to the end. So instead of getting a daily price on the meat market, they set the price up front, and then that way they're in complete control of, you know, how their cow is basically from the paddock all the way through to when you collect it from the butcher or when it's delivered.
You and I spoke earlier about this, and I hear some farmers just so heartened to know what's happening with the cattle, more transparency. Even one was sort of tearing up the other day about it.
Yeah, that's happened more often than you might think. It's about half of the farmers are really, really emotional and passionate about you know, having the opportunity to do this, because, you know, from their perspective, if they're going to sell, you know, cows, meat rather, to their friends and family, it's quite a lot of work for them. They have to coordinate everything and they have to chase payments, and the website does all of that for them. So this means that they can actually, you know, sell their meat and their product that they've worked hard on to people that are actually going to appreciate it, rather than it just going off into the sale yard system. You rock up with your cows to the marketplace, let's say you've got 5 or 10, the price you get on day one might vary by up to 30%. A lot of people don't know that. We had a cow farmer specifically who got $2,300 one week, and the next week it was $1,600. And I don't know how you can possibly run a business like that.
So this sounds like a really good solution, having this online marketplace, half a cow.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, because it's such a direct relationship. But literally, the beef will go from the farm to the abattoir to the butcher, and that's it. There's no middleman in there. There's no one, you know, marking up the price at all. All the money stays local. And because the farmer is setting the price at their end, they know exactly what they're going to get before it sells. They can make better decisions as well. So, look, a lot of them don't do it for the money. A lot of them do it for their love of farming and the love of the animals. But it is disheartening if you put all that work in and then one day you get 35 or 30% less money than you thought you would.
And what sort of feedback are you getting from customers about this process?
Yeah, pretty good. It's very straightforward. It's very easy. Meat produced on a small scale like this is generally more tender, more fresh. The butchers will also do something called dry aging, where the meat will sit in a temperature-controlled environment and actually mature a bit, so you get a much more fuller flavour as well.
It helps to have a chest freezer for something like this, and you've got a competition coming up, I hear.
Oh, we do. It's been running for a while now, but you can still jump on. So go to the website, halfacow.farm. Click up the top, there's a link. You can actually win. It's 2 chest freezers and 1/2 cow at each of those chest freezers. You win 1/2 cow and you split it between yourself and a mate.
James Gilbert, Director of Half a Cow, thanks for joining us. All the best with it.
No worries. Thank you.